then stretches the boundless, finite, last expanse, the cosmic empire of the Overman. Time's buffer state bordering eternity, too vast for the experience of man's soul. All here gathers beneath one golden sky. There is the Godhead universal gate, and there the boundaries of immortal man. In her glorious kingdom of eternal light, all ruler, ruled by none, the truth supreme, omnipotent, omniscient, and alone, in a golden country, keeps her measureless house, transcending time's hours, transcending timelessness. The mighty mother sits in loosened car and holds the eternal child upon her knees, attending the day when she shall speak to faith. There is a world of everlasting light in the realms of the immortal supermind. O Death, if thou couldst touch the truth supreme, thou wouldst grow suddenly wise and cease to be. Then this, the last time, answered Savitri, O human claimant immortality, reveal thy power, lay bare thy spirit's force, then will I give back to thee Satyavan. Or, if the mighty mother is with thee, show me her face, that I may worship her. Let deathless eyes look into the eyes of death, an imperishable force touching brute things, transform earth's death into immortal life. Savitri looked on death and answered not. A mighty transformation came on her. A curve of the calm hauteur of far heaven descending into earth's humility. Her forehead spanned Lord is the omniscience gaze. Her eyes were two stars that watched the universe. The power that from her being symmetry, the presence chambered in lotus secrecy, came down and held the center in her brow. It stirred in the lotus of a sort of song. It glided into the lotus of her heart. It poured into her navel's lotus depth. Broke into the cave where cold world energy slept sleep. And smote the thousand hooded serpent forth. The blazing tower and clasped the world self above. Thus changed, she waited for the world to speak. Eternity looked into the eyes of death, and darkness saw God's living reality. Then a voice was heard that seemed the stillness itself. I hail thee, almighty and victorious death. Thou grandiose darkness of the infinite, thou art my shadow and my instrument. Renew the radiant God from thy black mask. Release the soul of the world called Satyama. She spoke. Death, unconvinced, resisted still. A pressure of intolerable force weighed on his unbowed head and stubborn breast. Light, like a burning tongue, licked up his throat. Light was a luminous torture in his heart. Light caused the splendid agony through his nerves. His darkness muttered, perishing in her blaze. He called to his strength, but it refused his call. His body was eaten by light, his spirit devoured. Afar he fled, shunning her dreaded touch, and refused to in the retreating night. In the dream twilight of that symbol world, the thy universal shadow, the vanity into the void from which it came. As if deprived of its original force, the twilight realm passed fading from their souls. And Satyavan and Savitri were alone. But neither stirred. Between those figures rose a mute, invisible, and translucent wall. In the long, black moments forth, nothing could move. All waited on the unknown. Oh, to the